Jeremy Schaap, before we let you go, this is a fantastic book. I certainly am excited that it's come out, and I feel it helps connect us to the lessons of history which we so sorely need in sport and in society. But tell us what it means to you when you see the evolution of this history manifested in a Tony Dungy and a Lovie Smith.
Well, I think the thing that strikes me, first of all, is that at the end of the day, it was a nice story, it was a significant story, but it wasn't an epic story. You know, we were expecting this at some point. I mean, Tony Dungy could have won a Super Bowl 6-7 years ago in Tampa. There had been black head coaches in the NFL since the late 80s when Art Shell became the first since the days of Fritz Pollard in the 1920s. And I think Dungy ultimately is correct. This is not a milestone on par with anything, you know, such as 60 years ago with Jackie Robinson breaking the color line, but it is another step. It's an important step because it's kind of like what it means for Peyton Manning. You know, Peyton Manning finally got, you know, this burden off his shoulders. He's now an ultimate winner, and now black coaches can finally say in the NFL, hey, we can do everything. There's no reason that the league is 70% black, but there are only 6 black head coaches. That doesn't make sense. We win Super Bowls. We reach Super Bowls. It's time that we get the same respect as everybody else. To me, that's really the significance of it. And I think it can be a watershed moment in the way that it was a watershed moment when Doug Williams played so brilliantly in Super Bowl 22.